Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mohapatra. Today is Wednesday, 19th of July, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The market may see a muted start as the GIFT Nifty indicates a flat opening for the broader index with a gain of 4 points at 19,808. On 17th of July, the Sensex was up 205 points at 66,795 and the Nifty was up 37 points at 19,749. The pivot point calculator suggests that Nifty may get support at 19,704 followed by 19,673. In case of an upside, 19,802 can be a key resistance area followed by 19,833. US markets. US stocks advanced on Tuesday, partly boosted by a round of solid bank earnings, which helped put the Dow on track for its longest streak of daily gains in more than 2 years. Morgan Stanley shares jumped 6.4%, their biggest one-day percentage climb since November 2020. This happened after Morgan Stanley topped expectations as growth in the bank's wealth management business offset lower trading revenue. Bank of America gained 4.4% after its profit beat expectations by earning more from customers' loan payments, while investment banking and trading fared better than expected. Shares of other banks also rose on Tuesday, with Bank of New York Mellon up 4.1%, PNC Financial up 2.5% after they reported their quarterly results. The S&P 500 Bank Index ended 1.9% higher, its highest closing level since 8th of March, when the start of a mini bank crisis created a sharp sell-off in the sector. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets all rose on Wednesday as investors digested better-than-expected results from Wall Street. Overall, the earnings season has been off to a great start. Of the S&P 500 companies that have reported numbers, 84% exceeded profit estimates according to FactSet. In Japan, the Nikkei popped 1% while the Topix was up 0.94%. Business sentiment among manufacturers in Japan declined for the first time in 6 months in July, according to Reuters survey, which measures confidence among large Japanese companies. South Korea's KOSPI climbed marginally and the KOSDAQ was up 0.31% after reaching its highest level in over 15 months on Tuesday. US retail sales miss expectation. U.S. retail sales rose less than expected in June amid declines in receipts at service stations and building material stores, but consumers boosted or maintained spending elsewhere, which likely kept the economy afloat in the second quarter. Retail sales increased 0.2% last month, Commerce Department said on Tuesday. Data for May was revised higher to show sales gaining 0.5% instead of 0.3% as previously reported. Economists polled by Reuters had forecast retail sales gaining 0.5% for the month of June. Retail sales are mostly goods that are not adjusted for inflation. Crude price update and FII-DII data. Global oil prices rose on Wednesday, boosted by China's pledge to support economic growth, tighter supply from Russia, and on lower weekly US crude oil inventories. Brent futures rose 9 cents to $79.72 a barrel, while US West Texas Intermediate crude was steady at $75.75 per barrel. Coming to the fund flow data, foreign institutional investors have bought shares worth 2,115 crore rupees, whereas domestic institutional investors sold shares worth 1,317 crore rupees on 18th of July. This is according to provisional data from National Stock Exchange. Let's shift focus towards some stocks to watch. IndusInd Bank and L&T Technology Services will be in focus in today's trading session after reporting the Q1 numbers. L&T Tech Services has recorded 13% year-on-year growth in profit at 311 crore rupees for the quarter ended June, and revenue from operations grew 15% year-on-year to 2,301 crore rupees. But sequentially, profit has dropped 8.5% and revenue has dropped 2.9% respectively. Meanwhile, IndusInd Bank has registered a 32.5% year-on-year rise in standalone profit at 2,123 crore rupees. As provisions and contingencies dropped 20.7% to 991 crore rupees. Net interest income grew by 18% to 4,867 crore rupees for the quarter. Net interest margins expanded to 4.29% from 4.21% in the same period. Investors should also watch out for ICICI Lombard General Insurance. The general insurance company has reported 12% year-on-year growth in profit at 390 crore rupees for the quarter ended June. Operating profit increased 4.5% year-on-year to 331 crore rupees. Gross premium jumped 19.7% to 6,622 crore rupees. The underwriting loss for the quarter stood at 319.5 crore rupees against loss of 193 crore rupees in the year ago period. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Pavan Bharadia, Managing Director of Equitree Capital. He puts the spotlight on agri sector and investment opportunities in this segment. Let's listen in.
In today's time, when markets are hitting an all-time high, everyone would be looking for newer sectors and reasonable avenues to invest in. I'd like to bring to your attention one such sector which should be on everyone's radar: agriculture. More particularly, anything which helps in enhancing the farm productivity. In a country of 140 crore people, it is extremely important to be completely self-reliant for its food supplies. The recent Russia-Ukraine war has exposed the dangers of dependency for food on other nations and how it can jeopardize a nation's economy. In this light, any business which helps in enhancing farm productivity is likely to do extremely well in the near future. This could include businesses like fertilizers, agrochemicals, agri-equipment manufacturers, pumps and irrigation-related businesses, etc. Of these, pumps and irrigation particularly is a very interesting space to look at. While pumps enable the farmers to pull out water from wells for irrigation, however, availability of electricity becomes an issue with farmers, generally leading to flood irrigation, which in turn reduces the farm productivity. There are companies which now offer renewable energy based pumps as a solution to this erratic availability of electricity, thereby enabling micro irrigation, which helps in immensely enhancing agricultural productivity. India has close to 2 crore pumps that run on diesel or thermal electricity. As the country moves to embrace renewable energy in every sphere of life, one could also assume to see a lot of these pumps getting converted to renewable powered pumps. This would not only reduce the carbon prints and enhance farm productivity, but also lower the burden on state governments to supply free or subsidized electricity to farmers. We believe that this should provide a multi-year growth opportunity to the companies offering such solutions, and investors should indeed look at this sector very closely and have some allocation to this. Standard disclosure: we may have invested or could invest ourselves into some of these companies. Investors are requested to do their own due diligence.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.